2. Here we go. I got your attention. Okay, let's go.
The event center at the Colorado State Fair is buzzing with activity. A well-lit stage looks down into a caged-in pen. Steers moo backstage. And one by one, teenagers parade out their prize-winning animals into the pen for auction. The auction is a tradition at the fair and a welcome respite from the 100-degree temperature outside the arena, which FFA member Wilson Ogg knows all too well as he stands inside in his blue corduroy jacket.
Does corduroy breathe very well?
No. 18-year-old Ogg grew up on a farm outside Greeley and will be attending Colorado State University next year. That move represents an even larger trend. More people are moving from rural towns to cities, not just in Colorado, but across the country. It takes fewer people to run farms these days. And if that's the case, what's the role of the state fair?
I think the point of state fair, the real meat and bones of it, is that it's for the people who don't know a lot about agriculture and haven't seen that side of it, haven't seen that, and try to bridge that gap between us.
But that wasn't always the point. When the fair started more than a century ago, farming and ranching dominated the plains. Everyone packed up the car each year and made the trek to Pueblo to show their livestock. There are fewer of those families these days, which means the fair itself had to adapt.
Yes, it is tradition. There's a rich tradition here.
State FFA President Tim Staley says there's been a shift to include consumers.
But it's also a glimpse into the agricultural way of life and a glimpse into where your food comes from, and I think that's very, very important.
Bridging the divide is a sentiment that's evolved over time, just as agriculture as an industry has shifted. State Fair Director Chris Wiseman says every change the fair has made has been deliberate, putting a focus on local products, embracing craft beers, and moving beyond livestock showings.
Or even the kids who participate now, 50, 60 years ago, would have been more rural-based, but more and more they become more urban-based.
Wiseman says even though the fair began as an event intimately tied to farming culture, to survive, it needs to be inclusive.
Not only is it a celebration of agriculture, which is the second largest industry in the state of Colorado, it also is a celebration of the state as a whole.
But there's also been a blurring of that line that separates urban and rural life. Youth groups like FFA and 4-H are slowly creeping into big cities. Municipalities are embracing farm animals like backyard chickens and goats, and farmers markets are booming. The urban crowd seems to be responding and feels like a part of the tradition.
I think it's something very important for children to see and to see where food actually comes from.
Cheryl Bibby didn't grow up on a farm, but now raises her small chicken flock at her home in Colorado Springs.
So many of the kids grow up these days and think food comes from the grocery store. That's the most thought they give to it. So I think this is very relevant, very.
Back at the livestock auction, animals are finding new owners. State FFA Director Kenton Oshner watches on in a cowboy hat and blue Western-style shirt. He's been coming to the fair for more than 40 years. He says he's not sure what it'll look like in the future.
I guess my hope would be that it's bigger than it is today. My hope is that we have more people that have an interest and a passion and desire to be a part of the state fair 40 years from now than we do today. And that's contradicting to what production agriculture numbers are doing, but I think it can happen.
With rural populations in decline, it'll take a lot more urban fair visitors for that to happen. For KUNC and Harvest Public Media, I'm Luke Runyon.
Come and take a picture.